Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. It's Elder Angelique Lawrence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our truth in Christ Jesus. Amen. I need you to go grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible as we dig into the Word of God. And while you're doing that, I ask that you pray for us here in America. We see that the devil's designed to sift our children out as wheat. But we know God can lift up a standard. We know when one could chase 1,000, 2, 10,000. So pray for us in this season, amen, of our season of grief in this season, amen. We pray that God move on our land on today, Lord God. And we just thank God. We thank you all for lifting us up in prayer, amen. Also, I want to let you know, if you want to contact us, you can always contact us on our Facebook page through Outlook, amen. Through Messenger, and that's Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries. You can inbox us. That's for your prayer requests, if you request the scriptures, amen. But we do ask that you put your request when you send it to us. We've been having a lot of people just say hi, and that's fine, but we have people going through the inbox trying to reach back out to you. So if you have a question or a comment, or you want the scriptures, please put that in your message when you send it to us in Messenger, and someone will send that back to you. Also, you can reach us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com, and you can also follow us on Blog Talk Radio, amen, and you can put your comments and questions even there. So I thank God for you all, amen. At this time, you might have your pen and your paper, and let's get to it with a prayer. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship your name because this truly is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We thank you for this gathering, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to hear your word, to study your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Line upon line and precept upon precept on today. Now, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come in and have your way on today. Do what you want to do and move the way you want to move, Lord God. We understand that we're decreasing and you're increasing on today, Lord God. We understand that your word is true on today, Lord God. We understand that you alone are worthy to be praised on today, Lord God. So we exalt, magnify, and worship your name, Lord God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, and the author and finish of our faith. We just come before you and say thank you. As we cry out, Abba, Father, to you, Lord God, as we come before you crying, holy, holy, holy to the Lamb of God on today, Lord God, and we just bless you. We just bless you, and we praise your name, God. We ask you to just touch, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Do what you want to do and move the way you want to move, Lord God. You come in and you sweep and you fill us up, Lord God. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Fill us up with your word. Fill us up with your wisdom, knowledge, understanding, with clarity on today. Fill us up like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you, hallelujah, for your presence. We thank you for your divine order and wisdom, Lord God. We thank you for your divine knowledge. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I'm so happy you joined us on today. And today, as we usually start off with a quick synopsis of what we talked about last time. But since this is a part two, I want to go over the scriptures for what we did in part one. We're not going to expound on them because I don't want to run out of time as we finish this off. Amen. So we have been talking about the steps of a good soldier. And we came to the conclusion as soon as we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior that we were drafted into the army of the Lord. What happens is when we become saved, now we're the adversary. Where the adversarial was running this earth, now we switch sides. Now we're on God's side. So now we're an enemy of the adversary. And what God does is we're all good soldiers in his army, amen. And so we talked about the basic steps of becoming a good soldier according to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to give you the notes from the last time we were together. For those of you who don't have them or those of you who want a quick background on what we talked about. So we talked about 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4 says, Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man has warred and tangle himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And so here we see that Apostle Paul is telling us, okay, so when we talked about this earlier, when you got saved, you was drafted into the army of Jesus Christ. And so there's some process of steps God creates you to be a good soldier. And so what we've been doing, we've been talking about that process. So we said the first process is basic training. The Lord will send you through basic training. First, salvation. You got to get saved. Then you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then, while you're being transformed out of your man, the old man is passing away and a new man is coming forth, amen, then God will give you the mind of Christ. And these are all basic training for the good soldier of Christ Jesus. Amen. And then we said we have to tarry and wait for power. You have to be Holy Ghost filled. You have to be in a place where you can hear from the Holy Spirit. You have to be built up in that area. That's what happened in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when Jesus told us that I'm going away to prepare a place, but I'm going to send you back the comforter. I'm going to send you back power. I'm going to send you back the sustainer. I'm going to send you back everything you need to be successful on this earth, but I must go away and he must come. Amen. And so in basic training, when we first get into this thing, when first we're drafted in the army of the Lord, amen, we know that we have to be saved. We have to have transformed our mind. We have to have the mind of Christ. Then we have to be endowed with power. We have to be endowed with power. And then we have to receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. So those are the steps of basic training according to the good steps of a soldier. So number one, basic training, salvation, transforming the mind of Christ. We tarry until you have power. You have to wait. You have to wait until God endows you with the power, because sometimes we go to zeal. We have zeal. Oh, I'm saved. I want to tell everybody about Christ Jesus. But we have to wait for the power of God to come on us to help us. That's what we talk about in Acts when they say, when the men of God said, I didn't know even be a Holy Spirit. That's the power of God. That's the third part of the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you have to be endowed with this Holy Ghost to be effective in the things of God. You have to receive it. You have to ask, according to Luke chapter 11. I have to ask for the Holy Ghost, and God will endow me with his power. So that's basic training. So once we move from basic training, and this is just lines up with anyone who's ever been in the military, now we move from basic training to military occupational specialty, or what they call your MOS. So now God has to teach you what he calls you to. He has to teach you your purpose. He has to teach you what he made you for. You know, like Jeremiah says in Jeremiah chapter 1, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. And so every single one of us has a plan and purpose that God created for such a time as this. And so now as we move out of basic training, we're moving into military occupational specialty. So the first thing we talked about, you have to study to mind your own business. You got to study to keep your mind on the mission. You got to study to mind your own business, not look to the left and not look to the right. And so we have to learn to do that. That's something that, because the world doesn't teach us that. The world teaches us to look at everybody else and compare ourselves among ourselves. But we know the Bible tells us to compare ourselves among ourselves is not wise, because that's not the plan of God. Each and every one of us fearfully and wonderfully made. God made us each for a special purpose. So God say, mind your own business, which means do what God is calling you to do and don't look at what everybody else is doing. Then as we're going through our military occupational specialty, our MOS training, we're studying to show ourselves approved unto God. We're learning of God. We're learning his ways. We're learning his statutes, amen. We're getting in his word. We're learning who he is, amen. And then as we're going through our MOS training, we're getting an understanding. So we're learning the scriptures. We're learning what God says, what to do and not to do. But we have to have an understanding of those scriptures. A lot of times, a lot of false doctrine goes forth because people read the scriptures, but they don't understand it. So while God is training you, each and every one of us goes through this training for you to be effective in the things of God. Now the Holy Spirit is revealing understanding to the scriptures. Whereas when you first picked up the Bible, when you first got saved in basic training, you read a scripture and you didn't always understand it. So now that God is training you in your plan, purpose, and destiny, what he's doing is giving you, the Holy Ghost is revealing it to you. Now you understand the scripture. Now you understand John 3:16 just a little more. Now you understand what the Bible is saying. You understand the word of God. So in our military occupational specialty on MLS training, now we're getting understanding. Then we're letting patience have its perfect work. We're meditating on the word. We're letting the word of God get in us. And God is working some things out of us. The word comes to clean, amen. It comes to make us a new person. The old man is passing away, and behold, all things are becoming new. So while we're going through this training, God has to get rid of the old man. He's fleshing out the old man, and he's giving you the new man. And this is the training that God gives each and every one of his saints in the army of the Lord to get them prepared as we go out into the highways and hedges and do exactly what he told us to do, which is to compel him to go. And then we go, faith goes, now faith comes by hearing. Now we learn to hear the word of God, the preach word of God, amen. We're learning to hear the word of God for ourselves. We're learning to let the Holy Spirit reveal those things to us. We're learning to be transformed by the preached word of God. And so first we talked about basic training, and then two, we talked about the military occupational specialty, or our MOS, which was study your own business, to study to show yourself approved to God, to get an understanding and let patience have its perfect work, and faith comes by hearing. This is all part of the training. And so I want to give you the scriptures for those of you. You can always, if you want to see, hear this in detail, you can go back to part one. It says the steps of a good soldier, part one, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you listening, it's on Blog Talk Radio, or it's on Facebook. You can scroll down and you'll see part one. So first we talked about basic training. Second, we talked about the military occupational specialties. And if you want the scriptures, you can go back there and listen to them. And today we're going to pick up on the third part. So now that we're good soldiers, God's training us in the army of the Lord. We went through basic training, went through WMS training. We found, you know, we're learning the job that God has given us. Now we have to go into combat. When you look at any army, you have to, once you leave basic training, then they teach them their job. Now you have to go in combat. Now you're on the front line. Now God is doing the thing. Now God is with you. You're in a place where you can fight back against the adversary. Amen. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. So now you're grafted in the army of God. God has trained you. God has shown you. You have grown in the Holy Spirit. Now it's time for you to fight the good fight of faith. Don't think it's strange what you, like Paul, like James told us, when you fall into diverse temptations. Now you're fighting a fight. You're fighting in faith. You're fighting the adversary now. Hallelujah. And we know God is with you. Amen. He is Emmanuel. And the battle's not yours, but it's the Lord's. But now that you're drafted in that army, now you have to fight in faith. You have to believe everything that the word of God has told you. You have to stand on every single word that God has told you, that he's taught you, that the Holy Spirit has revealed to you in that training. You have to stand on that. That's the only way you're going to make it to the end. So now you're a good soldier. So now you're learning to use the tools that God has given you. Faith, hallelujah. Faith is going to sustain you, amen. You're going to be able to fight the adversary. You're going to be able to use the word of God skillfully. You're going to be able to go in and go out, hallelujah. You're going to be able to, amen. That's part of your battle. That's part of combat. You're learning to stand. When you're in a babe in Christ, God was loving on you. He was training you. He was teaching you. But you get to a place in Christ Jesus, now you have to stand in him. Everything he's done, everything he said, everything he showed you, now you are responsible for taking hold of that to keep the adversary from coming into the camp and taking everything God has given you. Amen? So the first thing in combat, we got to fight the good fight. the second part of combat, amen, Ephesians chapter 6. Let's turn over to Ephesians. Let's go to chapter 6. And for those of you who are seasoned saints, you're familiar with this scripture. And so God told us now we're in combat. We're fighting the good fight of faith. Now we're in Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to read from you 10 through 18. Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read to you verse 10 through 18. And this says, and let me get back over there. Let's start at 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I'm going to stop for us right there because we have to understand that this fight that we're in, this combat, is spiritual. It's not what you see. You have to understand that this place is not our home. God, this place is no longer our home. When the devil fell from heaven, it tainted the ground, and this is his dominion. Hallelujah. But we don't wrestle with that. Now that we're saved, that's what salvation is. God has saved us from this sin-sick world that we may live again in eternal life with him. So what's happening is now we don't fight against what we see. And a lot of times we want to fight the fight in the natural. But now that you're a soldier in the army of the Lord, every fight is spiritual. Every fight is spiritual. It's not the person that you're fighting against. It's the spirit that's controlling the person that you're fighting with, the spirit of jealousy, the spirit, hallelujah, Jesus, the spirit of the Antichrist. It's the spirit. So when we're loving the people, but we're combating ourselves against the spirit that's controlling them of this sin, sick, evil world, they know not Christ yet. And that's, hallelujah, and that's why God has called you into the army of Christ. As he told us at the end of Matthew, he said, go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come into this army. Compel them to come in with where you came in, those areas that the adversary, this sin-sick world, according to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, when he said against the powers, against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The only way you can combat that is in the army of the Lord. And so here, Apostle Paul in chapter 6 is telling us, but the only way for you to do that, you have to put on the full armor of God. And he has to remind you first, it's not what you see. It's not what you feel. A lot of times the world goes by what they see and what they feel, but our fight is spiritually. God showed us that in basic training and in most training when he filled us with his Holy Spirit that was telling us and guiding us and strengthening us and teaching us God's ways and statutes. So remember this. First, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Let's continue down. He says, wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. Walk truth, speak truth, live truth. And have the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is right standings for God. You repented for your sins and shortcomings. But you didn't stay in them. You got up, you turned, and you kept going. You kept going towards God. You kept proclaiming the good news of the gospel. You kept proclaiming that you're a child of the Most High. Breastplate of righteousness. And your feet show with the preparation of the gospel of peace. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit with the peace. And above all, take the shield of faith. We talked about that earlier when we were talking about part one. The shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And so when we see here in Genesis, when we go back to Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, and God told them, look, he told the devil, I'm going to let you play in their head, but you're going to be under their feet. Amen. When you go back to read Genesis chapter 3, he said, look, I'm going to allow him to send those fiery darts. You'll be able to continue to play in their mind because that's part of the punishment of them falling in the garden. But they still have power over you. The adversary is still under your feet. And so the way to quench those fiery darts, to quench those things that the adversary has sent to you, You have to have the shield of faith. Only faith moves God, according to Hebrews. Only faith moves God. And so you have to have a faith, and that's what we talked about earlier in your MOS training is faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Your faith has to be so strong that the adversary cannot penetrate your mind to those things that's not of God. Your faith is in God. Your belief is in God. Your trust is in God. All your everything that is in you is in Christ Jesus. And that's what happens when you go through the process the way the Holy Spirit wants you to go through the process, the way God wanted you to go through the process. You went through basic training. You got trained up. Now that you're in combat, you're able to stand. You have everything you need to fight against the adversary. So as we have our full arm of God, he said in 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench, stop those fiery darts that come from the adversary. You're not worthy. And then the word of God will come back, but Jesus made me worthy. Amen. He'll tell you that you're condemned, but the word of God will come back and say, there's therefore now no condemnation to him that is in Christ Jesus that's walking after the spirit and not after the flesh. And so the full arm of God will keep you. Keep the adversary from tricking you. Keep the adversary from pulling you back out of light, back into darkness. And so you have to have the full arm of God now that you're in combat. And verse 17 saying, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. The helmet of salvation, you have to know that you're saved. You can't be double-minded. Sometimes you'd be like, oh, am I saved? I haven't been to church. I haven't did this. But according to Romans 10, chapter 9, say, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died on the third day he did it for me, I'm saved. You have to stand on that, saints. You have to know that you're saved. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And we are not going to get into, oh, once saved, all saved. No, you have to know that you're saved. Salvation. You have to know what to do as God has taught you. If you went through the training, if you're Holy Ghost filled, you know, hallelujah, amen, only you can pull you out of salvation. But God, once you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ died and the third day he rose and he did it for you, you're saved. You're going through a process of holiness. You're going through a process of sanctification. You're learning of who he is that you may be get to the end of this thing. But you have to know that you're saved, and you have to stand on that. By faith are you saved, least any man should boast. And then he says the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We talked about that earlier. If you study the word of God, you understand the word of God, you know how to fight with the word of God. The word of God is the most powerful thing on this earth, and I've said this a couple of times. It created it. In Genesis chapter 1, he said, let there be, and it was. So then even in Psalms, he tells us, he says, look, you little G God, I've given you dominion in Psalms chapter 8. I'm giving you dominion. Speak to it. Use the word of God. It's the most powerful thing on this earth. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the word of God, according to John chapter 1. He said, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And so for you to fight back in combat, for you to fight back the adversary, you have to know the word of God, and you have to understand it, and you got to learn to use it skillfully, and you have to hide it in your heart. Amen? And so these are part of your armor that God has given you in combat to fight back. And then verse 18 says, praying always. You have to stay in constant contact with God. He has to be able to give you strategy in this combat. He has to give you wisdom in the combat. He got to tell you where to go. He has to establish your steps. When you look at a natural army, amen, we send men on the front line, but there are people in the rear. There are generals back in the rear, and they're saying to you, go this way. They see what you don't see. All you see is the fight on the front line in the battle. But the generals in the rear, in the back, they see the whole picture. They have a map of everywhere you're at. They know the adversary is on the left. They know if the adversary is on the right. They know if the adversary is behind you. But you have to have in constant contact with the rear, and that's what we call it, the rear, so you can always know what you're doing on the front line. And so verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication, humble prayer in the spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Look. Be diligent, praying always, watching, seeking, looking, seeing through your spiritual eyes, seeing what God is showing you, seeing what God is doing in that combat. Without the prayer, you won't make it. You won't be able to make it. He won't be able to tell you where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And so when we look at the second part of our combat, now that we're in combat, as we're becoming good soldiers of God, number two, put on that full arm of God. You got to do everything that Apostle Paul talked about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. Amen? Now the third part, we know and we understand that we're good soldiers, with the steps of a good soldier, number three, let's turn over to Matthew. We're going to go over to the gospel according to Matthew. We're going to go to verse 11. Verse 11, and I'm going to read this for you. And it says, Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 said, and from the day of John the Baptist until now, the king of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. And so here we have to understand we can't always be on the defense. Sometimes we have to be on the offense. Sometimes we have to go into the, hallelujah, we have to go into the enemy's camp and take back those things that God told us was ours. We already know, hallelujah, we have dominion and power from the Holy Ghost. And the very same power that raised Jesus from the grave is living on the inside of you. The power of God, his Holy Spirit, is living inside of you. So as a good soldier, sometimes we have to go back into the enemy's path and take back what the adversary tried to take from us. We have to take back our unsaved loved ones. We have to take back our children where the devil tried to come in and sift them out like wheat. We have to go in and prayer and fasting and fight the good fight and speaking the word of God over him. The tools that God gave us as he gave us in our MOS training and our basic training, we have to go back and use those tools and take back those things. Oh, no, devil, you're not going to have my kids. Oh, no, devil, you're not going to have my coworkers. Amen. Oh, no, devil, you're not going to have my family members. Oh, no, God, this sickness is not going to be unto death. God is going to heal because he told us by his stripes in Isaiah 53 that we were healed. And so when we become good soldiers of God, we have to learn. We can't be always defending ourselves against the adversary, but sometimes we have to go toe-to-toe with the adversary and go get what God gave us. He promised us peace. He promised us joy. He promised us an abundant life. He said, hallelujah, Jesus, in his word, that he came that we may have life and that more abundantly. And when we're not living that abundant life in Christ Jesus, sometimes you got to go in, saints, and you have to fight. You have to go in with the word of God. You have to go in, hallelujah, because we just learned the weapons of our warfare and our carnal, they're mighty through God through the pulling down the strongholds. So we're going in and we're pulling down those strongholds of rejection. We're pulling down those strongholds of pride. We're pulling down those strongholds of depression and oppression that's trying to hold our hold us back, trying to hold our family back, trying to hold our congregation back, trying to hold those people in our community back. That's the power God gave you because you're a good soldier. A good soldier goes into land and they help free the people. They go in and fight the adversary so the people may be free. And that's part of being a good soldier, amen? And then the last part in combat is love not their lives unto death. And that's Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, amen? You can't be a good soldier and love your life. That's why Jesus tells us that we lose our life that we may gain it. Amen? That's combat. But then there's also a reward, amen. Matthew chapter 25, verse 23 said, when you get through this as a soldier, he's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's where you're trying to get to, that place where he says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Then there's also a reward according to Revelation. Now write this down, Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 and 7, you overcome. Let's look at that one. Revelation, the last book for my new saints, Revelation chapter 21. Let's get over because I want you to see the reward of being a good soldier. We said Matthew 25 and 23, Jesus said, you're going to see the Father. He's going to say, well done for fighting in his army. Amen. But also in Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 and 7 said, and he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that a thirst of the fountain of the waters of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he should be my son. As good soldiers, you already know the outcome. You already know the war is won. You're just fighting a battle that you know the outcome already. And so as good soldiers of God, you have to know. You have to fight. You have to stay in the ship. You have to do what God is calling you to do, that at the end of this journey, you can hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. I thank you for joining us on today as we talked about our second part of being a good soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen. Listen, I thank you all for spending this time with us. And listen, I need you to know it's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.